We are up to Simin Tafrei Samach Beis. We will be doing Simin Tafrei Samach Beis as well as Tafrei Samach Gimel. Tafrei Samach Beis. B'yom Sheni Mevarach Al Netilas Lulav V'chein B'chol Shar Yomim. Even though the Lulav on the days other than the first, and I guess the second because of Sveika the Yoma, the rest of the days it's Midrabanan. The mitzvah was to have lulav kol shiva in the Beis HaMikdash only. So why are we making a bracha and saying v'tzivanu? As in the case of every other Durabanan, where the Gemara tells us that lo sosur, the fact that we have to listen to the Chachamim, is called v'tzivanu, and we make a bracha. Siv Beis, Einam avar zman biyom sheni al halulav, elim kein chol yom rishon b'shabbos. We do not make a shechiyanu on the lulav on the second day, unless the first was on Shabbos. Now, why not? The same way we do with every Yontif Sheni, we say that maybe the first day was Chol. The teretz is that in preparing Arba Minim, Mi'ikar Adin, you can say a Shechiyanu as soon as you put them together, as soon as you tie it all together. So when you made the bracha on the first day, it's no worse than making it on Erev Yontif, the Shechiyanu, that is. Therefore, we don't say a second Shechiyanu on the Netilas Lulav. Now in Kiddush, you say Shechiyanu on the Yontif itself, so that even on Yontif Sheni, when we don't say a Shechiyanu on the Lulav, we will say a Shechiyanu on Kiddush. The Mishdaburi here says that in the case of Shofar, the reason why we say a Shechiyanu on the second day is because in the days of the Beis HaMikdash already, it could have been that the second day was the Ikar Kedusha, in case they were only Mekadosh the Chodesh on the second day. Why he was bothered by shofar is a bit puzzling. He already told us once before that since you don't have to make a new shofar every year, the asiyas hamitzvah doesn't require really a bracha of shechiyanu. So you couldn't have been yotza with the shechiyanu of the first day, because on the tzad that wasn't yontif, you made a shechiyanu during the year on a shofar, which is not chal. The same halacha in the case where the first day fell on Shabbos would apply for someone that didn't have Arba Minim on the first day. He would say Shechiyanu the first day that he has it, even if it turns out to be Hoshana Rabbah. Siv Gimel. Motziin Beis Svarim, on the second day of Yontif, you take out two Sivri Torah, V'korben Parsha Shenikru Me'esmol, Wilein Shoro Chesev again, the same Kriya as the first day. Umaftir, meaning the Haftorah, the Maftir is the same as the first day. Umafter, the Haftorah is b'malachim v'yikohalu ad b'otzios omeres Mitzrayim. This is the Chanukah habayis of the first Beis HaMikdash, which was at this time of year. If somebody leined b'yom hasheni, the halacha is that he's got to go back and lein b'chamisha aser with brachas. Once it's a sveika the yoma is done, and 2 days are kept, the halacha is that you have to lein that bedafka. Simin Tov Reish Samach Gimel. B'chol HaMoed, Motziin Sefer Torah V'korim Bo Dalid B'Korbanos HaChag Sheb'Parshas Pinchas. On Chol HaMoed, we always have four kruim. What are they laying? In the Korbanos of Parshas Pinchas, the Korbanos of Chol HaMoed. Uvayom HaRishon Shel Chol HaMoed, Kore Kohen Uvayom HaSheni, V'Levi B'Yom HaShlishi, V'Yisrael Chozo V'Kor B'Yom HaShlishi, V'Yom HaShlishi. Now, this is the Mechaber Shita. So the first thing is that the Mechaber is telling us that on the first day of Chol HaMoed, Yuleinu Vayom HaSheni and Vayom HaShlishi, and then the Yisrael goes back and lanes Vayom HaShlishi, and the Revi lanes Vayom HaShlishi and Yom HaSheni and Yom HaShlishi. Now, the second day is a suffix if it's really the second, the first day of Chol HaMoed is a suffix if this is the second day of Yontif, or if this is really the third day of Yontif. Remember, the first day Chol HaMoed comes after 2 days of the first days. So this is really the third day, but on the tzad that the first day of Yontif was really Chol, and this is really the second day. On the second day of Yontif, we do not lein Sveika de Yoma, because leining Bayom HaSheni, calling it Chol, would be a gnai to Yontif. So there, on Yontif Sheni, the same thing is leined on as on the first day, B'chamisha Aser. But on the first day of Chol HaMoed, it is a suffix if that is the second day of Yontif, or if that is really the third day of Yontif. So as far as the Sveika de Yoma goes, the Mechaber holds, the first one leins the Yom's Bayom HaSheni, the second one will lein Bayom HaShlishi, the third one We'll go back to the third one. Again, the Mechaber says, the first one lanes by Yom HaSheni, the second one by Yom HaShlishi. The third one goes back and he lanes Yom HaShlishi, and the fourth one goes and lanes Sheni and Shlishi. So the Mechaber has you having two Olim laning the same thing. The Ramah doesn't like that. The reason the Mechaber does it is because there are only 2 days to choose from. So there's no real combination where you can have four people laning four different things when you only have 2 days to choose from. You can lane one day, you can lane the other day, and you can lane both days. That only gives you three. One of them will therefore have to repeat what someone laned before. The Ramad does not agree with that. He holds that you should not be laning the same thing twice. The Ramad Shita is that the Kohen will lane by Yom HaSheni, the Levi by Yom HaShlishi, VaHashlishi Kore by Yom HaRochras. The Shlishi will lane by Yom HaRevi, even though that's clearly not the day, but at least not to lane over the same thing. VaHaRevi Chozer VaKore Kol Sveka the Yoma. And then the fourth one lanes Sheni and Shlishi. VaHainu Mashakor Shnaim HaRishonim. VeChein Onu Noagim. And that is our Minhag. Now there's one problem that the Ramah is going to run into. According to the Mechaber, you're only laning the days of the Sveka the Yoma. So that every day you'll be laning, say on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you do Sheni, Shlishi, Shlishi, Sheni, and then the last one does Sheni and Shlishi together. According to the Ramah that you're going a day ahead, what do you do on Hoshana Rabbah? You're not going to lane Shmini Atzeres then, are you? So he says, Ovayom HaZayin, that's on Hoshana Rabbah, HaKoin Korei Bayom HaChamishi, Levi Bayom HaShlishi, Yisroel Bayom HaShvi. What you do is the Kohen starts a day early. Lefi the Ramah, on Hoshana Rabbah, what you do is you have the first one laning Chamishi, the second Shishi, the third Shvi, and Varavi, Kore Bayom HaShishi Vayom HaShvi. The Ravi lanes the real Sveik of the Yom of that day. So that the Ramah will have you laning a day ahead, except for Shvi, where you begin with the day behind. V'chein Anunogim, and that is the Minig Ashkenaz. So the Mechaber sheet is not to lane a day that is not in Nichnas in the Suffolk, and the Ramaz is. And the Nafkamina is that according to the Mechaber, two people will end up laning the same thing. Says the Mechaber now, Uberitz Yisrael, Shein Shem Sveika de Yoma, Ein Korin B'chol Yom, El Korin Hayom Bilvad. Ki Bayom Beis, Hu Aluf L'chol Shel Moed, Koei Korin Bayom HaSheni, V'agimel L'Olin Achrav Chozin, V'Korin Osa Parsha Atzma. V'alderev Zeh B'chol Yom Mishar Hayomim. The Mechaber says in Eretz Yisrael, where there is no Sveika de Yoma, there's no reason to lane any other day. All four will lane the same thing. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, they all four lane by Yom HaSheni, and this goes for every day of Chol HaMoed. Now, it would make sense that the Ramah would have argued with this, but it was not knowing the Ashkenazim were not living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramah didn't say anything. And today, the Minig in Eretz Yisrael is that everybody follows the Mechaber Shita. Even though going with the Ramah's Shita, that you shouldn't be laning the same thing twice, there could have been a makom for him to be cholik. The Mishneh Brura here goes into the different Hoshanas that are set on the different days of Chol HaMoed. He gives us certain klolim, but one has to add a little bit to the klolim just to work out the schedule. And he says like this. He says that generally speaking, the first 2 days of Yontif, the first day of Yontif, the Hoshana is Laman Amitecha, and the second day is Evin Shesiyah. Unless the first day will fall on Shabbos, where it'll be different, the two Hoshanas that are said on Yontif are Hoshana Laman Amitecha and Hoshana Evin Shesiyah. How does Chol HaMoed work? So he gives us the list, Erech Shui, Kel Lemoshals, Odon HaMoshiach, and then whenever Shabbos is, we add in Om Netzura for Shabbos. So it really depends. He doesn't go through the details, but if the first day of Sukkot is on Tuesday, then it'll turn out that the first 2 days of Yontif are Tuesday, Wednesday, then comes Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos. So the way you'll do it is L'man HaMitecha and Evin Shesiyah, Erech Shui, Kel HaMoshals, and then comes Shabbos, which is Om Netzura, followed by Odon HaMoshiach. That'll be the way if it falls on Tuesday. If Sukkot falls on Thursday, so the third day, meaning the first day Chol HaMoed, is going to be Shabbos. So what happens is that on Yontif Rishon you do Laman Amitecha, on Yontif Sheni you do Evin Shesiyah. The third day you say Om Netzura because it's Shabbos, and that is followed by Erech Shui Kele Moshals and Adon HaMashiach. Whereas, if the first day falls on Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berura tells us, you say Om Netzura on the first day, Laman Amitecha on the second day, and then we do not say Evin Shia right after Laman Amitecha. That's only when it's Yontif. So what we do is we say Erech Shui first, meaning Erech Shui is always the first day of Chol HaMoed. It is referring back to what we did on Yom Kippur. It includes the fact that we said Vidui, so we don't say this on Yontif, but on Chol HaMoed, our first opportunity to say Erech Shui, we say it. So if the first day is on Shabbos, we say Om Netzura on the first day, the second day, which is Yontif Sheni, we say Laman Amitecha, followed by Erech Shui, Evin Shia, Kele Moshos, and Adon HaMoshiach. The first day of Sukkot is on a Monday, so then the sixth day is going to be Shabbos, and Hoshana Rabbah is going to be on a Sunday. What's the Seder there? So there the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Seder is Laman Amitecha, Evin Shia for the 2 days of Yontif, Erech Shui, and then we add in Om Anichoma, Kelem Oshos, and then Om Netzura. Om Netzura is on the sixth day, and the seventh day is Hoshana Rabbah, where we say all the different Hoshanas. Sif Beis, Shabbos Shel Chol HaMoed. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Arvis V'Shachris U'Mincha Mispalel Shel Shabbos. So the regular Shmoneh Esreis are not the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, they are the Shabbos Shmoneh Esreis. V'Ome Yala V'Yovo Ba'Voda, you just say Yala V'Yovo in them. Uva Musif Omer Ato V'Chartonu Mipnei Chato'enu Es Yom HaManoach Hazeh, the Minig Ashkenaz is not to say Yom HaManoach, Es Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh V'Chosem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrov HaZmanim. So Shachris, that's Marav Shachris and Mincha are of Shabbos, Musif is of Yontif. Hagol v'nogin lomer kohelis b'shabbos shel Chol HaMoed or b'shmini atzeres iikla b'shabbos. If the first day is on Shabbos, so kohelis is lained on shmini atzeres. Whereas if the first day is a weekday, so Shabbos Chol HaMoed one lanes kohelis. Siv gimel motzien beis svarim. Two Sifrei Torah are taken out. Barishin Kore Re'eya to Omer Eli, that is the standard Kriya for Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Umafta Kore B'Korbanah Shel Sveika the Yoma, and the Mafter is whatever you would have lained as the Kriya had it been a weekday. Umaf, meaning for Chol HaMoed. Umafter B'Yecheskel V'Hoyo B'Yom Gog, and the Mishnah Berurah says the reason we do that is because Melchemes Gog U'Magog Yirtzeh Hashem is going to be in Tishrei. In the Birkas Haftorah of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkis, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you do mention Sukkos, even though in Pesach we don't necessarily do that, but Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos we do mention the Yontif of Sukkos in the bracha too.